Good morning, everyone. I trust that you are safe and sound today. Today's gospel speaks of listening to Jesus, the Son of God, the Beloved. With what's happening in the world today, may it cement our resolve to follow the teachings of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come and worship all you who love and serve our God, who surrounds us with unfailing love and answers us when we call, who cares for the humble and lowly and never abandons those in need. This is our God, worthy of our worship and praise. The Word of God from Psalm 99. The Lord is King, let the people tremble. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, he is high above all peoples. Let them confess his name, which is great and awesome. He is the Holy One. O mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God and fall down before his footstool. He is the Holy One. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among those who call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them out of the pillar of cloud. They kept his testimonies and the decree that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them indeed. You are a God who forgave them, yet punished them for their evil deeds. Proclaim the greatness of the Lord our God, and worship him upon his holy hill, for the Lord our God is the Holy One. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Gospel according to St. Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. During this season of Epiphany, we've been given many epiphanies or manifestations and revelations about the identity and nature of Jesus. The first Sunday after the Epiphany, we record the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan and heard the voice of God say, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." We then witness his first miracle at the wedding feast in Cana, then his reading of the scroll in the synagogue, And from his own mouth we hear him say, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Then we witness the outrage of some of who heard his claim. Then we heard of the miracle of the great catch of fish and the calling of the first disciples, his revolutionary teachings that challenge our worldly understanding of true happiness, justice, and equity. And so today, on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, this season of manifestations and revelations comes to its climax with the transfiguration, where Jesus' identity as the Son of God is dramatically revealed with the effulgence of his divinity. And like a bookend to his baptism, we hear again the voice of God, this time saying, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." This time the voice of God not only confirms for us the true identity of Jesus of Nazareth, but a divine command: listen to him. If only we would love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another as I have loved you. Friends, last Sunday during my sermon, I said violence only leads to more violence until something or someone or something surrenders, is defeated or destroyed. Whereas love forgives, love blesses, love gives, love redeems, love changes lives for the better. As I stand here before you today, we see yet again, with what has happened in Eastern Europe, how the corruption and sin of fallen humanity, divorced from love, has unleashed fear, death, and destruction on the innocent. That when people in positions of power are motivated by self-centered and self-serving ambition, there is literally all hell to pay. Pride comes before a fall. Power corrupts and greed consumes. These things do not bring life, they take it. "This is my Son, my chosen, listen to him." If only we would. Blessed are the peacemakers, the meek, the merciful, the pure in heart, the pure in spirit. Yours is the kingdom of heaven, the inheritance of the earth, God's mercy and vision. You will be called children of God. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Forgive, do not judge, be merciful. This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him. Greater love has no one than this, than he lay down his life for his friends. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. What good will it be for a person to gain the whole world if they lose their soul? Take up your cross and follow me. All who live by the sword will die by the sword. This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him. Those who have ears, let them hear. Friends, at times like these, we need to listen to the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is only through listening to him and living according to his teachings that we will find life in all its fullness now and in eternity. To each person who hears and responds to him, he brings liberation, hope, love, and spiritual resources for a new way of living. He is the way, the truth, and the life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The transfiguration was a revelation of an eternal truth. The glory of God manifested in one man, so that all his people might be glorified in him. As we witness the consequences of being deaf to the Word of God, may we renew our commitment to not only listen to the teachings of Jesus, but also put into practice what we hear. Lord God, our Father, we pledge ourselves to serve you and all humankind in the cause of peace, for the relief of want and suffering, and for the praise of your name. Guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom, give us courage, give us hope, and keep us faithful now and always. And Lord, may you have mercy upon us all. Amen. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Holy God, we are all companions on a spiritual journey, and so as we travel together, let us pray together. Lord, we pray for your church here and throughout the world. Bless and guide Todd, our bishop, and all our ministers and leaders as we enter the Lenten season of penitence and discipline. Help us to be alive to your Spirit and renew our commitment to love you and our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the leaders of the nations, that you will guide them in the ways of freedom, justice, and truth. We pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear tomorrow, that your Spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. Above all, we pray for all your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the families and communities we represent, asking that we may have a spirit of generosity, respect, and understanding at all times, and may we always be able to help each other just as you love and help us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we place into your gentle hands those who are stressed, anxious, suffering, or sick, especially those known to us. On our parish prayer list, we pray for Angela, Pam, Rick, Jamie, Angie, Rudy, Andrew, Carol, Paula, Peter and family, Elizabeth, Jane, Robert, John, and their families, Bonnie, Anne, and those only known to you, as well as those on our long-term prayer list. Ease their pain and heal the damage done to them in body, mind, or spirit. Be with them through the support of their friends, families, doctors, and nurses, and help them to be aware that they are surrounded with the prayers of the faithful. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we remember with thanksgiving before you those who have died in the faith of Christ and those whose faith is known to you alone. We join with Mavis Legacy and Catherine and Richard De Wynne in thanksgiving for the life and witness of Cecil Monkman and Annie Dennis, in whose memory the candle in the sanctuary and the chapel are given. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Rejoicing in the fellowship of George Herbert, St. David, and all your saints, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to your unfailing love. Amen. God of transfiguration, transform our hearts and minds so that we may hear your message and fill the world with your glory. Through Jesus Christ, the chosen one. Amen. And let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and all those you love and serve this day and always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.